You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Craig, you watch the Vancouver Canucks, and man, there's lots of storylines there. Things are swirling. You got players not playing well. You got people questioning the coach, questioning the GM. What do you think? If you're the owner, what should be the first move?
One of two things. Either you put your support behind your manager, or you make a change. It's as simple as that. You got to put a stake in the ground. And, you know, and this is the time. People don't need support when things are going well. They need support now if they're your people. And if they're not your people, and you let speculation abound and rumors, you know, just run right around, that's what you get. So don't think is necessary next step.
We'll have to try to get a better connection there. It's cutting it out, so we'll try to sort that out. How about this one, boys? It's an afternoon on a Friday, and Alex Ovechkin has just scored 2 goals in 56 seconds. He's now up to 17 on the season. My goodness. Ovi's, he's gonna tie the record this year, for sure. He's going to score his 50 goals for the ninth time. Like, the only thing that's stopping him is an injury. Let's be real here. He is just, he's on fire right now. Absolutely on fire. Guy's 36 years old. And for Oilers fans, when you watch, like, the great players remain great longer, that's why you should be excited about the you could be watching Drysdale McDavid for another 10 years of elite-level scoring. 10 more years. I've already been in the league 5 or 6, right? Like, that's really not outside the realistic, is it? Maybe even longer than that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you look at the production that these young guys are doing, and then even like Ovi, I'm every day he obviously it gets a little easier to suggest he's going to break that record, but he doesn't seem to stop, you know. And I was actually talking to a former teammate of his and said he's just such a machine physically that they think he's going to get there. They don't see a reason why he wouldn't.
Oh yeah, no, not at all. And Craig Button's back. Craig, are you like over? Maybe we shouldn't be surprised, because in this era, great players are able to stay great longer because of the advancements in science and nutrition, you know, and sleep and everything else. It's just allowing in sports and even in life people to maximize their peaks for longer.
Well, I personally believe that Alexander Ovechkin is unique. I think he's a rarity. Just like Nick Lidstrom winning a Norris Trophy at 40 was unique and rare. You know, yeah, you can play longer. You can play at a pretty good level. But Alexander Ovechkin, from the day he arrived in the National Hockey League in 2005 to right today, has played at that exceptionally elite level. And, you know, that's a long time. That's 16-plus years of performing. Him and Crosby, and, you know, you were talking about McDavid and Draisaitl. You know, you think about, you know, great players, and you think about greatness. And, you know, Alexander Ovechkin is a definition of that. And, yeah, there's training techniques, and there's nutrition and awareness and things that can help you. But once you start to slow down and you don't have the same quickness, or you don't have the same power in your shot, guess what? Your game's going to drop off. And for Alexander Ovechkin, he shows no signs of that. That's what's scary, is that he's shooting the puck as well as he did when he was 20 years old.
Now, let's get back to the conversation with Vancouver Canucks, and just the idea of, it feels like everyone's just waiting for something to happen. You know, at what point does the owner or the president or whomever have to step in and you know, accommodate what everyone's waiting for?
Well, and Jason, sorry for the pause earlier, but here's what I was saying. To me, this is where the ownership has to put a stake in the ground. Either you, because people need support not when things are going well, but when things aren't going well. And I'm not suggesting that he should give support to the manager, but what I'm saying is, what is stake in the ground is, if Jim Benning is your guy, then come out and say he's your guy. And if he's not your guy, then replace him. Because, you know what? If Jim Benning's your guy, then you got to task him with, you better improve this team. You're my man. You're the person that we feel can get us onto the other side of it. And you put up with whatever backlash you're going to get by supporting him. And if he's not, then you find somebody that can come and do it. I think that's the only place they need to be. I think that's their immediate step. And if you're going to dither and you're going to wait around and you're going to wait and see what happens, well, now everybody's waiting for the shoe to drop. And it leads to speculation. It leads to rampant rumors. And that's not good for anybody. It's not. Because, Jason, you know, you're sitting there and you're waiting for something. And because when you're playing as bad as the Vancouver Canucks, something has to give. And the one thing that you can't continue is continuing doing nothing.
When you see Vancouver, Craig, like, let's just talk, you know, the GM, what they're doing. A lot of people felt like bringing in Garland and Oliver Ekman-Larsson, just based on the guys they shipped out, their team should have been better. It hasn't worked. Like, Elias Pettersson, like, the players do have to have some accountability here. Like, Elias Pettersson looks like a shadow of himself right now.
Here's what I would say. You know, and I think JT Miller's comment the other night, or non-comment, spoke volumes. You know, the players, Jason, are going to follow direction. They're going to follow instruction. They're going to follow a plan. But the players have a pretty good idea if a plan is going to work or not going to work. Don't ever think they don't. And, you know, they're going to commit to a certain extent. And they're not looking to usurp the authority of the coach or anybody. But when JT Miller said he doesn't know, but like who's in, he doesn't know if, like, who's buying in, whether it be players that are buying in, you know, who is, that is a statement in and of itself that's massive. And yeah, we can look and say Pettersson, but like Oliver, they have a number one defenseman in Quinn Hughes. They have top forwards. They have some really top-notch offensive forwards. In free agency, they cornered the market on bottom six defensemen, on guys they signed. They have such a gap in the blue line that they just can't. They can't get the puck up. They can't defend. They can't play in transition. They can't defend in transition. They got an excellent goaltender. Who's that on? That's on the manager. There's no other place to look. He's the one that's the one that's responsible for roster construction. And right now, I think that Travis has been trying to work, you know, to protect the weakness of the team, which is the blue line. It's not working. It's not working. And now the offensive players who are getting lots of flack are frustrated. And that's what ends up happening. And that's why I say the only thing that can't continue is what's going on. It's got to stop. Something has to change. Because how it's working now from what Travis is trying to do with where the team is at, is Jim the right guy to continue on as the manager? Something and until the number one thing, in my view, like, is established that Jim Benning is the guy or not the guy, guess what? Nothing. I think little can change or will change.
You know, joined by Craig Button here, and Craig, it's so funny you say that, because when your top point producers aren't getting their points and their cookies, they aren't very happy. They're like receivers in football. Like, they don't hide it, and they show you that they're not happy, especially when they feel like the D-men aren't getting the puck. We had a meeting one time with Jaromir Jagr and Perry Perrin in New York, our assistant coach, and he showed videos where he felt that we weren't getting the puck to him. And I remember saying, Yags, we all want to get you the puck. We like points too. And he walked off. He was so mad. But I'm like, what do you think we're trying to do? You know, so obviously I'm a little bit different than a point getter. But that moment, that it is difficult, because those guys, when they're not getting their cookies, they're not happy cookie monsters.
Well, yeah. And Jason, you know, you played with some exceptionally talented players during your career, both in junior and in pro. Yeah. So what I would say too is, as Travis has tried to protect the blue line defensively,
yeah,
you know, they're a little improved, not very much from previous years. So the players are going, well, wait a second here, we're doing this and we're not getting our cookies, to your point. But you know, it's not working defensively, and now we're getting more frustrated. And the fact that JT Miller, who's had a good offensive season, is the guy that said it, I thought that was telling in and of itself too. Because it's one thing when somebody just kind of blows steam, and I know it was after a game two and after a stretch of losses, but JT Miller's had a good offensive season. And he made that non-comment. That's what caught my attention as much as anything. But, you know, that's where, you know, okay, we're going to, well, okay, maybe this isn't going to work. Listen, maybe we're going to have to open it up a little bit more and try to score more. You know, I used a football comparison a couple days ago, and I said, this is what makes Bill Belichick such a great coach. Brock Osweiler was playing for the Denver Broncos. He could throw the ball downfield and make a big play real quick. And Belichick goes in. They go into Denver. Osweiler's on fire. And they just said, we are not going to let you pass the ball downfield. And I think the Denver Broncos ran up like 200-plus yards of running yardage. And they just didn't allow Osweiler. It took time off the clock. He didn't make the big play. And it didn't matter to Belichick that they gave up 200-plus yards of running. He was trying to limit Osweiler. And the reason I use that is, you know what? Your defense is not going to improve until you get better players. So let the offensive players run. Run. Let's go. We're going to win 7-4 tonight. Thatcher, be ready.
Craig Button joins us at Edmonton Sports Theater, TSN 1260. A few other quick ones, Craig. The New York Islanders, they lost 7 in a row. Now, I know they started on the road. They had 13 games on the road. They come home. They've lost the first 3 straight. Now, COVID obviously has been an issue lately. It's now, they've only played 16 games, but they've only won 5 of those. Can they dig themselves out of the hole in that competitive division? Or are they screwed?
They can because of who they are, but they're having a real tough time scoring. Defensively, you know, we know how the Islanders play. We know how they've approached playing, you know, but right now they're having a tough time scoring. And quite frankly, if you can't score in this league and you can't find, I mean, really it's a race to 3 goals, isn't it? I mean, you got to score 3 goals to win a game. And the Islanders they're one of the worst scoring teams in the league. They're terrible. So unless they find scoring, they're not going to be able to find their way back. They just aren't. Do I think they can? I'm not sure. I believe they. If anybody could, they're the team that could. Let me put it that way. But until they look like a really disjointed team offensively. And, you know, you look at Matt Barzal, he's not doing anything meaningful offensively. I mean, they're counting on him. You know, I know that they've had the COVID issue and they've had players out, and that certainly is a factor. But they got to find some scoring. If they don't, they're not going to find their way back at all. And like I said, if anybody could, I think it could be them. But I'm not sure, Jason.
Butts, it's always good to catch up with you, man. We appreciate it. Have yourself an awesome weekend. And we will chat with you next. We might even dip a little bit into some World Junior stock. Get your thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah, we will. That's always fun. You know, the camp's going to begin in Red Deer in a couple weeks from now. So lots of excitement around there. It could be 3 Oil Kings on that World Junior team.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, it'll be fun. Stratty and I are calling the games on radio, so we're looking forward to it. So we might see
you. Oh, are you?
Yes. Yes. Well,
that's awesome. That's awesome to hear. Oh, that'll be great. The listeners will love to hear you guys. That's great to hear.
Yes, it'll be fun. Well, we'll see you there. All right, Craig, have a great weekend.
Okay, take care. Yeah, bye-bye.